North Carolina's craft beer industry has grown rapidly in recent years. The state now has 200 local brewers, the most in the Southeast. These beer makers are allowed to deliver their beverages up to a certain volume. Once they hit the cap, breweries must use an independent distributor. And at the General Assembly, there's a renewed effort to change the long-standing law. Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff Tiberi reports.
From Cherokee to Currituck County, breweries and taprooms have popped open across the state in recent years. Refurbished warehouses and industrial parks often serve as the backdrop for an array of pints, flavored with hops, barley, chocolate, berries, sweet potatoes, and even beets. At the four-year-old Raleigh Brewing Company, a shiny new silver canning line is in motion.
It allows us to be able to get our beer out to the masses much, much easier. This allows us to have beer packaged when it's absolutely ready and as fresh as possible.
Scott Craddock is the head brewer. Since 2013, Raleigh Brewing has gone from producing 800 barrels of beer in a year to about 7,000. A barrel is equivalent to 2 kegs or 330 bottles of beer. Presently, the company distributes its own beer to grocery stores, restaurants, and bottle shops, mostly in the Triangle. Christy Neistat owns the brewery.
I mean, I think to be an entrepreneur, you have to be a little bit of an adrenaline junkie.
With the brewery expanding, Neistat is well aware of a state law limiting self-distribution to 25,000 barrels annually. She's among those opposed to it and calling for a change.
I would not sign over our rights to a distribution company, so we would just restrict our growth. We would not go over the 25,000 barrels. We would no longer be able to invest in people and trucks and so forth, so we would shrink.
Brewers argue that lifting the cap supports free enterprise, small businesses, tourism, and manufacturing jobs. Their allies range from hipsters to conservatives, who are calling on the legislature to advance a bill that would increase the self-distribution cap eightfold to 200,000 barrels each year. While Raleigh Brewing is years away from hitting the current limit, there are three businesses at the threshold: Red Oak in Guilford County, as well as Noda in Mecklenburg County, and Old Mech in Charlotte. That last one was founded by John Marino in 2007.
It's a disaster for us. Why is North Carolina holding down their local manufacturing businesses? I have no idea. It makes no sense.
Of course, there are some who believe the cap should exist. Tim Kent is a lobbyist with the North Carolina Beer and Wine Wholesalers. He represents a group of 30 family-owned distributors in the state.
Our folks have invested hundreds of millions of dollars in jobs, in trucks, and in warehouses. And whenever a piece of legislation is introduced that puts those jobs in jeopardy, you bet we're going to be involved.
These wholesalers, also called distributors, have been in place since the 1970s. Kent says the average wholesaler has about 980 selections of beer in its portfolio. He acknowledges the growth of craft beer in North Carolina and says he's willing to discuss a change to the cap, but an increase from 25 to 200,000 barrels is a non-starter. He has concerns about what Budweiser, Coors, and Miller would then do. One of his fears is that the distributors he represents could become obsolete.
It opens the door for large brewers to also want to be able to self-distribute. And when a large brewer self-distributes, that reduces paths to market for craft brewers.
The Beer and Wine Wholesalers Lobby is a political player. According to a review by the advocacy group Democracy NC, the wholesalers have donated $1.5 million to state lawmakers since 2013. House Speaker Tim Moore has received nearly $100,000 of those contributions from individual wholesalers and a political action committee.
What I would prefer to see is that if there are any changes, that they are changes that are worked out among the stakeholders, not anything that would be tried pushed through in any way whatsoever.
Moore admits that he's a Pilsner guy, calls Old Mech absolutely great, and recognizes that this industry is growing quickly. Marino, the owner of Old Mech, admits he's in an uphill battle and concedes that even a more modest increase to the cap would help his business grow. He takes a deep breath, smiles, and notes that beer is literally liquid bread. The fresher it is, the better it tastes, and he says for now, that might be their most important advantage. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.